844-967-2789. Another comment, Nick from Lake Mills. And by the way, folks, my callers in, for many of you, I really appreciate your sticking with us today. When we have this sound glitch on my side, it's not on the station side. I'm doing this remotely today, and that's going to get fixed. But Connor's doing a great job passing your comments on to me, so thank you, Connor. Nick from Lake Mills, he just wants us to know he's excited for the upcoming election. He's been noticing more Evers signs versus Trump signs. That's very, very important because Lake Mills in Jefferson County, I had relatives through my wife's side in Lake Mills. My campaigns, I've spent time in Fort Atkinson and Jefferson and part of Watertown that's in Jefferson County and Gray County. But it can go conservative. And if Evers signs are outnumbering Trump signs out in that area, that's a very favorable development. Let me tell you something. You know what I think? I think that when all said and done, yeah, people are partisan and all that, but they want stability. They want peace. They want a stable economy. They want honesty. And they want their vote to count. And that they don't want, for instance, courts telling them that their vote can't count if the legislature overrides it. That's not what our country's all about. And I think all the drama surrounding Trump, at some point, fatigue has set in. Fatigue has set in. You take a look at all those witnesses in the January 6th commission, and the Republicans say they were lying. I don't think any of them were lying, but certainly not all of them were lying. And you have Republicans now, is the Senate candidate for the Republicans in Arizona, saying the insurrectionists were secretly FBI agents. That's so false. That's sort of Alex Jones types. And Alex Jones, just with punitive and compensatory damages, has to pay $49 million to the grieving parents of the Sandy Hook kids. You know, at some point, some decency has to reassert itself. I mean, at some point, you've got to say, look, you know, I'm a conservative or I'm a liberal, whatever it is, but I have standards. There's certain lines I won't cross, and one of them is giving up our democracy. People over 200 years ago fought and died for that, and everybody think, oh, they fought and died for it. Let me tell you something. The Minutemen at Lexington and Concord and the people in the Boston Massacre and Bunker Hill and all that, they had muskets. You'd fire like one round a minute or something. Then you had to put powder in the barrel and ram a ramming rod down it. And it was very, very imprecise. I mean, you shoot and it could go 10 feet either way. And there was no real medicine. There certainly weren't antibiotics. And you got one of those musket balls, you get an infection and die. These guys went out there and they took on the British Army. Now, the British Army was almost at its peak at that point. It peaked in the early 1800s. And these were a bunch of farmers and, you know, blacksmiths and, you know, small shopkeepers. And they said, enough's enough. They went out there and they formed a country. And then Abraham Lincoln, we split in 1861. There was a civil war. So I said, we don't recognize you. Just like this time, something like 19 attorneys general sued to have Wisconsin's results overturned because they didn't like him. Well, they didn't like him in 1861 either. How did that turn out? Well, it didn't turn out so well this time either. So we have always put up with internal drama like that. That's what a democracy is. But you can't just casually throw it all over because of what? Donald Trump, the Republican Party. You may say, I don't like Trump. I don't like Evers or Biden on some issues. You may differ with the national administration on immigration, on a lot of things. Fine. Vote your conscience. Vote Republican. But don't vote for violence and don't vote for stripping people of the right to vote. Do it through our democracy. One little helpful sign, Finland and Sweden, there was just a vote in the Senate to agree the U.S. agrees they can join NATO. It was 95-1. 95-1. Josh Hawley was the only no. He's from Missouri. He's really bad news. He's the guy that gave the fist pump to the insurrectionists as he came in, and then he hid and ran because they're out to kill him. The guy's very strange, by the way, real twink. And Rand Paul, who's even worse, abstained. He just voted present. But 95 senators, including all other Republicans who were voting and all Democrats, voted for it. The Republican Party had been going isolationist. That's what really happened. That's what led up with Trump to Russia thinking they could go in Ukraine in the first place. And that's what has led China to do some of the things they're doing. But the Democrats, and now it looks like the Republicans, are standing up to it. That's very important. The mainstream Republican Party has always been anti-communist. It's always been containing Russia and containing China. I don't know what happened to them under Trump. It's coming back. It's coming back definitely. But also, I'm going to give you a quick Ukraine update. Quick Ukraine update. And they have been magnificent. There's a nuclear reactor. Nuclear reactor over there in Zaporizhia. The Russians are hiding in it. They know that it can't be shelled and it's leaking contamination. On the other side, good news, 4 more grain shipments have left Odessa and the Black Sea ports to go to Africa to relieve starving people. 3 Russian generals have been killed, 3 more, and several more have been fired. The one thing that I seized on, Amnesty International, I've always liked it, but the Ukraine branch of Amnesty International, the head guy resigned. Amnesty International looks like it's starting to side with Russia. And it put out a statement that it's the Ukrainians' fault for putting civilians in areas that the Russians are bombing. In other words, they haven't evacuated people quick enough. That's like saying, well, the Nazis went in to kill people. The Nazis killed several million people in Ukraine, by the way, in the 40s. But it was the fault of the Ukrainians. I can't stand that. Somebody's got to get to Amnesty International and say, let's put some people in there who are decent people, who are decent people. The final thing I want to say on that is there's a discussion right now whether Biden should declare Russia a terror state, like Iran and North Korea. Obviously, they are a terror state. The Senate and the House have voted heavily to declare them a terror state. The holdup is that under the law, if something's a terrorist state, you have to sanction anybody who trades with it. So we would have to sanction Germany and France for buying any natural gas from them, sanction our allies. My solution to that is they are a terrorist state. Oh, and the one other thing they've threatened is if we declare them that they will break off relations with the United States. I think it's a pretty easy response. I say, look, our Senate and House say you're a terrorist state. They're a co-equal branch of government. We're not going to sanction our allies, but we agree with the Senate and the House, but we're not going to put in a formal designation because our allies mean a great deal to us and they are getting together to crush you. Something like that, but address it forthright. As we come to the end of the show, I want to thank all my callers and thank Connor for what he did. You've all gotten me your comments. I've gotten them in writing. I've commented on them. We're going to work today to restore what I can hear. I can't hear any background music. I can't hear voices. I can only speak into the microphone. But it was a great show and great comments and questions that came in. Thank you very much. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. Carnation.